Solar farms are one way to make green electricity without carbon emissions, but they can take lots of land, destroying habitats for animals and for insects. Consider this, though. Barbara Moran of member station WBUR visits some of the first solar farms in Massachusetts that are also pollinator-friendly.
We're going to follow a little mulch path down this way.
In the heart of Boston lies 281 acres of botanical bliss called the Arnold Arboretum. It's a living museum of all kinds of trees and plants. 1 acre holds a solar farm, and in some ways it looks pretty typical. There are rows of steel posts holding blue solar panels up to the sky. But inside a gate underneath those panels, there's a jungle of wildflowers.
Oh my God, it's so tall. It's like almost up to my chin. Look at all the bees. Oh my goodness. There's so many bees.
We can walk around, we'll get it better. There's some easier bumblebee access.
They're everywhere.
Arnold Arboretum horticulturist Brendan Keegan points out why the bees are here. Local plants and flowers like milkweed, foxglove, lupin.
And this is wild bergamot, or bee balm. Bee balm is another common name for it. And they're really loved by all sorts of pollinators.
It is just a buzzing hum of insects going nuts.
Ned Friedman is the director of the Arnold Arboretum. He says when they decided to build a new solar array, they wanted more than just green energy. They wanted an ecosystem. Most solar farms have gravel or grass underneath.
What I would call a monoculture, the antithesis of biodiversity. And so we saw this as an opportunity to change a monoculture of grass into something that supports the ecosystems of an urban environment.
But building a pollinator meadow is a lot of work. First, experts came up with a list of native plants that could grow in the shade, then hand-collected wild seeds. They cultivated seedlings in greenhouses, planted them, and spent the last few years hand-weeding the invasive species out. 3 years in, the meadow is just getting established. But it already has lots of pollinating insects, along with nesting birds, rabbits, foxes, and red-backed salamanders.
I would love to see this along the interstates and you know, all these places where we had these panels. How beautiful would it be if you had this instead of grass?
The state of Massachusetts also likes this idea. In 2020, the state created an incentive program to encourage pollinator meadows at commercial solar farms. So far, nearly 50 projects have had their plans certified, and about 17 of those have been built. Other states are doing this too. But the Arboretum's success can be tough to replicate for solar farms that don't have an army of botanists on hand.
It's around the corner, we'll be able to look up the hill.
Like this 30-acre solar farm in the southern Massachusetts town of Douglas. It's been certified pollinator-friendly, but there aren't a lot of bees yet, or flowers.
Okay, so I'm looking out at this sea of solar panels, and it looks basically like grass underneath and nothing special.
It's unfortunately had its trim, so the flowers are a little bit limited at the moment because it was cut 2 weeks ago.
That's Lawrence Cook with Pure Sky Energy, which runs this solar farm. He says a pollinator meadow needs regular mowing to suppress weeds as it gets established, a process that can take 3 to 5 years. This one still has a ways to go, and Cook says they never would have tried it without the state incentive. It gives them a fraction of a cent more per kilowatt hour for selling pollinator-friendly energy.
It was never implemented as a way to make money. It was done as a way to kind of cover your costs. And for the most part, it does that. But if there's any issues in the establishment, it doesn't cover any of the additional costs.
A couple parts of this meadow got washed out by heavy rain and had to be replanted. Several other solar farms in the state have withdrawn from the incentive program over financial concerns. But Cook says they're sticking with it because it's, quote, the right thing to do. To build this solar farm, developers cut down acres of forest. The project was contentious. Cook hopes the meadow can address some of the habitat loss.
If you're going to do solar and you have to cut down trees, then I think pollinator is the least you can do to kind of reset the balance with nature. And it's a different habitat, but it is a needed and important habitat nonetheless.
Where solar farms are built will continue to be controversial. Some solar will go onto rooftops, but some will be built on land. Proponents of pollinator-friendly solar say it could be a way to turn barren solar farms into living ecosystems and make green energy a little more green. For Here and Now, I'm Barbara Moran.